Welcome to Rant and Rave, the podcast, a production of Rogue Machine Theater. I'm your host, Sarah Fenton. If you've been tuning in all month, you know that our theme for March is change. Here's Ron Batita to introduce our next writer to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Rogue Machine's Rant and Rave. Mary Jo Smith is a writer, actor, and Groundling Main Company alum whose self-worth is defined only by her number of Twitter followers. Her Twitter handle is @MaryJoLA. Please validate her. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Jo Smith.
I don't do well with change. Unless we're talking about what I think you should change. And then I'm on board. In that case, I can, will, tell you what you might should change, how to do it, how fast to do it, and might imply fairly passive-aggressively what will happen to you and to us if you don't do exactly as I suggest, insist. You might say I'm controlling and judgmental, and I might say I saw how some of you dressed on your way in and I have notes. Change makes me nervous. It makes me feel unsafe. Maybe because things were constantly changing when I was a kid. I grew up a hippie, a real one. Not one of those modern-day Laurel Canyon hippies who shop at Whole Foods in their custom-cut clogs and home-delivered medical marijuana. My family squatted illegally on Northern California hillsides in our rusted-out school bus and had dirt for shoes. My parents smoked the marijuana they grew behind the bus to sell in town so we'd have enough money to buy tofu, which at that point no one had ever heard of. Until we got busted and my father vacationed in jail for a while. While he was gone, we moved from the school bus to a moldy teepee with a handful of other hippie families and swapped impetigo with the other kids. There were things I wanted to change back then. I wanted to change into one of those normal families with electricity and running water. I wanted a house that didn't have wheels and a father that didn't have a felony. But change was a constant. The earth always shifting beneath my feet like emotional earthquakes. Some changes would register bigger on the emotional Richter scale, and some barely made me wobble. But just like when you feel that first jolt of a real earthquake and you're not sure if it is Northridge or just something to tweet about, I freeze. And you know those three things that they teach you when you're a kid, duck, cover, and hold, just in case it's the big one? Like that, I learned to protect myself and taught myself three new things. Keep a safe distance, don't care too much, and fuck you. But without realizing it, I had arranged my life so that change couldn't get in at all. Because it's hard to only partially lock a door, and it wasn't only the change I didn't want I prevented. I prevented most of it. And it breaks my heart when I take inventory of all that I've missed out of fear and all of the money I've spent on therapy. And I had a really great therapist who helped me discover a tiny hidden part of me that wants to open the door to change, and she encouraged me to allow that tiny voice to speak. But then that bigger part of me got defensive, and it's involuntary, and I feel the earth moving again, and I threw up walls, and I said things I don't mean, like, you don't know what you're fucking talking about, you fucking stupid asshole! So I stopped going to therapy, so that changed. Sometimes change just happens. For example, 5 years ago, I mostly dated dark-skinned men from Africa who drove trucks for Walmart up and down the 5 freeway, and I was a heterosexual. Then I met my girlfriend, and just like that, I turned into a homosexual. Literally overnight. And And just like that, the way people saw me changed. The way they described and talked about me changed. Suddenly, I was defined by my sexual orientation for the first time, and instead of being described as that girl with the wild hair, red glasses, and wicked sense of humor, I was that girl with the wild hair and red glasses who licks vaginas. I was no longer a person, I was a lesbian. I didn't have a boyfriend, I had a partner. I didn't have a car, I had a Subaru. And then 2 years later, my fiancé, my now fiancé, came out as transgender, and I changed again. And now my girlfriend is my boyfriend, and I have no fucking clue what I am. There are many, many things I'd like to change. The Republican Party, inspirational throw pillows. But I don't want to change anything at the expense of other people. I don't want to change any success you have, but I do want to change my reaction, that very secret, deep, dark, envious burn I often feel when someone else has had success. That burn which is immediately followed by my inevitable spiral, shame, self-pity, depression, donuts. I want to change the way I eat donuts. In the dark. In my car. In a Rite Aid parking lot. As fast as I possibly can. Like I'm auditioning to be on that reality show, My 600-Pound Life. I could feed a third world country for a week from the crumbs collected from the driver's seat of my car. A week and a day if you add the leftovers that come out of my bra at the end of a night. I want to change the voice in my head that out of nowhere, in the middle of anything I might be doing, starts up an incessant beat of fat, 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 fat. It's like a West Hollywood nightclub in there. Fat, 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 fat. I want to change the number on the scale, but I'm unwilling to change the way I eat. I want to change the way I eat, eating until I'm sick, eating until I feel the skin stretch on my body, eating until the food comes back up involuntarily. I want to change how sure I am that I'm defined by my weight, that no matter what I accomplish, until I'm thin, small, tiny, the size of Ted Nugent's brain, I won't amount to anything. I won't be respected, happy, successful, deserving, anything. I'd like to change that. I want to change how much I live in fear. Fear of failure, that I'm not enough, that the reason my dog gets in my face is not that she loves me, but that she smells cancer, smells death. I'm dying! I want to change my OCD, my obsession with my iPhone, my fear of incoming calls, my compulsive spending, my fat, 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 fat. I want to change how I often feel like an imposter in my job, in my work, in any day. That feeling I'm about to get found out at any moment. Someone's going to burst in and point at me as the fraud that I am and scream at me like Donald Sutherland at the end of 70s Body Snatchers. I pray for change, but I don't believe in God. I hate to say that out loud because it makes me feel like there's something missing inside me at some DNA level, but I don't believe in God until I'm trying to change. And then suddenly it's, please God, help me change, God. I promise I'll never eat donuts at Rite Aid again, God. I want to change how absolutely certain I can be that it's too late for success, too late for happiness, too late for dreams, too late for change. My girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, thing says, I have a process for change. He calls it the loop. It's hard to explain, but it goes something like this. I can't. I can't. I can't. You must. I can't. You must. I can't. You must. Fine. Fine. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can. I can. You sure? Okay. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm certain I can't. How can you expect me to? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? Why can't I? I want to. I want to. Do you think I can? Really? Really? Okay. I can. I can. I did. Change is so fucking easy.
That was Mary Jo Smith on Change. Mary Jo is our guest co-producer next month when we bring you new stories on adventure. Now, I've heard that reviews and ratings help podcasts find new listeners, so if you like what you've been hearing, let us know on iTunes. Consider it a birthday present from you to me. Yes, it's my birthday. Have a good week. Rant and Rave, the podcast, is a production of Rogue Machine Theater. Our executive producers are John Polono and myself, Sarah Fenton. Series producer is Daniel Goodman. Webmaster is Amanda Maurer. And our podcast theme music is by Heartbreak and Not As Strong. I'm Sarah Fenton. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Yeah.